This is the talk for St John's Birkdale for Sunday the 12th of June, and my name's Sally Wright. Thank you for listening to this talk. This is based on Trinity Sunday. I want you to think for a moment about how you would define yourself. At different parts of our lives, we will have been very multifaceted. Maybe a wife or husband, a brother or sister, a father or mother, or a grandparent. And that's just relationships. What about your working life? I was a teacher, but if you refer to me now as retired, then you'll be in lots of trouble. We love titles, and we put titles to different parts of our lives. However many titles we have at one time, we are still only one person. We just learn to multitask really well. Today's reading encourages us to think of God in different ways, in what the church calls the Trinity. However, we will see it is so much deeper than just having three titles. The reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verses 16 to 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. Then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." So there you have it, God in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But what does that mean for us today? How can we understand the concept of three being one? St. Augustine took nearly 30 years of his life to write 15 volumes called About the Trinity, and was constantly updating and revising his work. That's a lot of hours and a great deal of theological thinking. How on earth can we look at this subject in a few minutes? Well, I'm no theologian. However, I believe that by looking at what we do know about God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we will see what is important to our relationship with God today, and we will see how we can get to know him better. Firstly, God the Father. God, introduced in Genesis as the creator of the world. God, giving Adam and Eve the choice in the Garden of Eden. God, who parted the waters of the Red Sea for Moses and the Israelites. God, enabling David to defeat Goliath with his slingshot. God, protecting Daniel from the lions. God, who personally loves you and me. God, who sent his Son to be our Saviour. And God, with the power to raise Jesus from the dead. Do you sit here listening to this talk, believing that God exists? God the Father. Can you say the Lord's Prayer with confidence? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. If you can, that's fantastic. But is it enough to believe in God? Is it enough to be able to say that you don't identify as an atheist, but you're able to say that you believe in God? Is that enough? James in the New Testament writes, "You believe that there is one God? You do well. Even the demons believe and tremble." It's not enough to just believe that God exists as God the Father of the Old Testament. We need to look at God the Son. And what do we know about him? Jesus. Jesus, whose birth was predicted. Jesus sent to earth to do his Father's will. Jesus, who healed the sick, gave sight to the blind and fed the multitudes. Jesus with such power that even the wind and waves obeyed him. Jesus, totally human, but without sin. Jesus, willing to go through the pain of the cross for you and me. Jesus, not dead in the grave, but raised to life again. And Jesus ascended into heaven and seated at the right hand of God. But isn't Jesus a prophet or just a good man who lived on earth to give us an example to follow? I was once asked in church why I talk about Jesus so much. I can answer that question by referring to one verse from the New Testament, John 14, verse 6. Jesus told them, "I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." We can't be a Christian and have access to God the Father without God the Son, Jesus. In our reading this morning, Jesus commands us to go and make disciples of all nations. To be a disciple, you have to have a personal relationship with God through what Jesus did for each of us on the cross. A personal relationship. How can we have that? Well, it's by admitting that you're a sinner, believing that Jesus died for your sin and rose again, and committing your life to him. That is why talking about Jesus is so vital. God the Father sent Jesus to take our sins on the cross so that you and I can be forgiven. Jesus himself said, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. Believe in me when I say, I am in the Father and the Father is in me." And it will be Jesus who comes again. He came first to Bethlehem as a baby. But in Matthew 25, we read of the second coming when Jesus will come as King and Judge. The reason why talking about Jesus is so important is because our salvation hangs on the fact that Jesus is fully God as well as being fully human, and that he came to die to take away our sins but rose again triumphantly. He is the way, the truth, and the life. So we've looked at what we know about God the Father, God the Son. So lastly, what do we know about God the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit sent at Pentecost. The Holy Spirit convicting us of sin and leading us to repentance. The Holy Spirit working in us through the Word of God. The Word, the Holy Spirit, a helper. The Holy Spirit, God living within people, empowering us to live the Christian life. The Holy Spirit sending us out as witnesses and giving us the power to do that effectively. The Holy Spirit revealing the will of God to us and directing us on our life's path. And the Holy Spirit, our teacher, comforter, and counsellor. In John 14, verse 16, Jesus said, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate who will never leave you. He is the Holy Spirit who leads you into all truth." Jesus is referring to the Holy Spirit as a distinct person. He is the Holy Spirit. In the reading we had at the beginning of the service, Jesus was talking to his disciples prior to leaving them for good, leaving the earth as a human and ascending into heaven. He promised, "And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age." How is Jesus with us? Jesus was with the disciples physically, and now he is talking about spiritually through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit would be the presence of Jesus that would never leave them, and we can have the same presence of God in our lives. So we have God, the Holy Spirit. The Trinity, God in three persons. We say it each week when we say the grace at the end of the service. From 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14. "May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." Here the deity and equality of each person of the Godhead are taken for granted. In closing, I wonder if you've ever seen the Aviva Insurance TV advert. A rather intimidating insurance woman is interrogating a poor homeowner as to whether his door locks meet BS3621 standard. Even though the homeowner has lived in his house for years, he's unable to answer the insurer's question. He simply doesn't know, would you? Presuming he's lying, the interrogator presses further. Finally, the man cracks. "I don't know," he cries. "Nobody knows." I suspect that if many of us were questioned about the Trinity, we'd try all sorts of simple explanations and end up crying, "I don't know." Such an admission of the limited understanding which we have of God is uncomfortable for many. Nobody who has wrestled with the problems of evil and suffering or the fate of those thousands who die every day through preventable causes could ever claim to understand God. Humanity has been dealt a reality check with the corona pandemic, as well as watching all the suffering and evil going on in the conflict in Ukraine. Trinity Sunday is an opportunity for us to affirm that the very reason why we call Christianity a faith is because we don't have all the answers. There is much more we don't know about God than we do. We often rush to try and make sense of a God and contain him within our own understanding. Faith is exactly that, putting your trust and hope in something. What's your faith in as you listen this morning? Some people put their faith in relationships, but we know they can let you down or change and cause instability. People put their faith in money, but the stock market is unpredictable and crashes over the years have shown that financial security is not rock solid. There are many other things that people have faith in, but I believe the Bible is clear that there is only one place to put your faith, which is definite, rock solid and dependable, and that is in God. This morning, we can leave knowing that we have one God. God the Father, who knows us personally. God the Son, who has walked this earth as Jesus, who died for your sin and mine, and through him, we can have a living, forgiven relationship with God. And God the Spirit, through which we have access to the power of God living within us through the Holy Spirit, if we accept, believe, and commit. Whatever is stopping you from going beyond knowing about God and entering into a life-changing relationship with God, I urge you to look again at what God is offering you. You don't need to know or even understand the whole Bible. No one else at St. John's will tell you that they do. It's faith that matters. Faith in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Is it time to look again at God and to make sure your salvation is secure? Let me pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you are a loving God who is waiting for us to return to you. We praise you for your amazing love that makes a living relationship with you possible. I pray that this may be a reality for each person listening to this. And for those who don't know you as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray that they may be urged to think afresh about where God is in their lives. Amen.